This is VOA News. I'm from Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. In his remarks, President Trump said these visionary leaders will sign the first two peace deals between Israel and the Arab states in more than a quarter century. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain's Foreign Minister Abdullah Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani signed the so-called Abraham Accords on the south lawn of the White House. Mr. Netanyahu said the peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately can end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all. The Israel-UAE deal was initially reached on August 13th between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Abdullah bin Zayed said through an interpreter that this new vision was not created for political gains, but instead that its guiding principle is peace. Abdullah Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani called the normalization agreement an important first step. He called for a just, comprehensive, and enduring two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict as the bedrock of such peace. While President Trump did not mention it, did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony, he acknowledged that the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh condemned the Abraham Accords, calling it a black day in the history of Arab nations. VOA News.